Graham Smith referred to you as the greatest forward to ever play the game. I understand that you've decided now is the right time to hang up the boots on the international stage.
I'm actually going to stop playing rugby for international at the international level, and now just concentrate on playing a bit of club and doing other things in my life. Really, I've been very fortunate. I've had a fantastic career. I've had fantastic team around me, and management staff. And I think it's now time for me to step away and let someone else take that seven shirt and take it to another level.
What have you enjoyed most about playing rugby at the highest level?
I think just playing with your best mates. You don't get to play with a special group of people like this, and to do it day in, day out is amazing. And to have a shared goal, we've all had that one goal to be world champion, and for us to all go through it together, the journey itself has been absolutely amazing. And to end the journey the way we have has meant it's been the best thing for me, and for many others. They'll go on to the next journey, which could potentially be Rio and the next World Cup.
What will you miss?
I miss the people more than anything. I miss the fans. But one of the things which I think I love the most is singing the anthem in front of the your fans, and them singing the anthem back. At the World Cup final, that was such a special thing to have people sing that back to you. And that's one thing which always brings tears to my eyes.
You've been an icon for not just women's rugby but women's sport. Do you wear that moniker proudly?
Yeah, I feel very proud of it. I think, I'm one of many girls who have, pushed the game forward. And, we've seen so many names now come into the world of women's sport, women's rugby. Katie McLean, Emily Scarrett, that's only a couple of them, really. The good thing is that women's rugby has gone to a new level, and there's so many top internationals out there who are taking the women's game to, places where it's never been. And it's fantastic.
What advice would you give those young girls who watched that victorious final and are thinking perhaps about picking up an oval ball for the first time?
I say give it a go. It's a great sport, and whether you want to play it or whether you want to be involved in it as a coach or as official, just give it a go. If you don't like it, you can always come out of it and go to another sport. But it's one of those sports, whatever size you are, whatever speed you are, whatever height you are, you can play it, and there's always a role for you.
What's next for Maggie Alfonsi?
I think for me, I'm going to go on holiday and have a little breakaway. But I've got work as well. Got to get back to work. I work for the Youthport Trust, great organisation, and they've been very supportive to me. And I need to make sure I get some work done. Who knows? I mean, I've always liked to do other sports. I'm a cyclist fanatic, so maybe that might be something else I might take on further.
Well, on behalf of all rugby fans, let alone just England fans, privilege to thank you for everything you've contributed.
I'd like to say thank you to everyone who supported me, all the fans out there who have, given support throughout the entire years I've been playing for rugby, and I'm glad that it's been a great career.
Enjoy retirement, Maggie.
Thank you very much.